what we were hearing in the testimony from Jomo Kenyatta was a very practical approach. When he says that their entire economic life depended on the earth, I mean, that's practical guidance. We don't hear anymore from those who claim to represent us, speak for us. On the left, the professional progressives who are bereft of authentic analysis and strategy for how to get free. This is why anti-systemic movements is threatening for power, because they base their analysis on material reality, practical solutions, guidance. Guidance that reflects the actual circumstances of our lives is precisely what we've been denied. And this is what makes our Good Three's contribution so important, and Kenyatta's, and no less so Kropotkin's, whose words, built on here, on this site, The Nascent, suggests this: that power uses education, underclass, to provide the, what they claim to be the objective evidence of natural inequality, quote unquote, and objective evidence of natural, quote unquote, inequality. And science, including Marxist theory, as the legitimating ideology, full spectrum propaganda coverage, is what we're confronted with today. Vetting is made automatic. We talk here about how the media is vetted. Well, vetting is made automatic, and I should have put it like that. Vetting of the media is made automatic by the class education project. And the education process alone, quote-unquote education, ensures that only the thought parameters established by power are allowed to see the light of day, the airwaves. So for instance, when on the progressive airwaves, when Malcolm X is celebrated, generally we will hear him say that, quote, in every, and this is a paraphrase, I'm not sure if this is exact, that, quote, in every revolution there's been bloodshed. There's no such thing as a bloodless revolution, unquote. And on this point, with Malcolm, we must take issue. Not only because we don't want revolution, which I agree with John Trudell, only returns you to your leash, to status quo in new clothes. New sheepdogs barking at our heels, same masters behind scenes, with deity becoming their sole obsession. Not only because we don't want revolution, but because even in those terms, the ones that doom us infinitely forward, even in those terms, there is a bloodless revolution. When the earth and each new baby is overthrown, with the bloodless yet stained with blood weapon, stained with blood weapon called class education. And this is how we know that all the confused, misled, and desperate folks paid to destroy hope all over the globe, but especially in places where the folk retain their earth connection, and so that earth education is still alive in them. And they're being killed simply for that reason. This is how we know these killers are being paid to keep us from that free future well within our reach. And as I speak, by the way, folks who work at refineries here in the U.S. are being supported by nurses, which situation, if expanded to include the longshoremen of the West, on the West, and there we are, knee-deep in effective strategy, the practical guidance to our future we so need. And stay strong, all of you, please. Well within our reach. If we but use our expanded means of unity, as our good three put it, to claim it. We know, by all the blood that flows in their wake, we know, they exist to hold back this evolutionary moment. And by the way, again, don't be duped, please, by whatever false ideology they are told to put out there to explain their actions and motives. No, no, recall what we say often here. What if the result is the intention? We have a system based on manipulation and mistrust. If we want a world in which we live honest, we have to fight for it.